there, and welcome to the Coffee with Colm, and thank you for joining me. And this is a very special episode of Coffee with Colm. I'm here with Caroline Rigney of Rigney's Farm in County Limerick, and she's here. We're going to talk about all things pendulum. But let me just first welcome Caroline. Caroline, you're very welcome to Coffee with Colm.
Thanks, Colm. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for taking time out of your busy schedule.
Busy day, yeah.
She just said to me, she said, I'm in my working clothes, but I'm a farmer, so it is what it is, and you're dead right. Tell me, before we get into we're going to talk about all things pendulum, as you know, but before we get into that, Caroline, just let people know who you are, where you're based, and where they can find you. What's your business, please?
So I'm Caroline Rigney, owner and worker at Rigney's Farm in Curraghchase in West Limerick. We have a farmhouse, we call it an experiential farmhouse bed and breakfast. We provide the breakfast for the guests from our own free-range pork, rasher sausages, black and white puddings, and also granola that we now have gone out into the shops, and it's really special granola. And we supply some restaurants. I'm shipping today up beside the pendulum. I'm shipping pork in the next hour to Salesforce Tower.
Very nice.
So
very
yeah, nice. So they're occasional customers of mine. So
that's wonderful. And of course, lots of retail. Lots of retail outlets around County Limerick from my own.
There is a good bit. Yeah, there's a good bit. And I mean, my main gig, and I really enjoy it, is Killaloe Market every Sunday. That's it's a good market, but it's a very social market. So I enjoy the banter with people, you know, and people are always glad to see us, you know, especially if we've been away for a couple of weeks. They're always, oh, geez, where were you? You know, so.
Yeah, I'm the same. It's good fun. I'm a regular attendee at the Killaloe Farmers Market. Absolutely. And you can't ask Caroline and Joe's stand without buying something delicious. I'll put up a picture later. Listen, great to have you here, and thanks indeed for coming on and having coffee with Colm. I want to talk about pendulum so much. You graced us with your presence there in January, and you came along to the convention centre. Did you enjoy your experience?
Every minute of it. Every minute of it. I've wanted to go to the pendulum since Deepak Chopra was there, and that's a good few years ago. And every year I'd say, I must do it. And then sure, the next I'd heard it was over. So when you asked me to join the group, I was delighted. And I said, go on, this is the only way I'm ever going to do it, if I commit to it. And someone will make me do it. So yeah, it was great. I really enjoyed it.
That's lovely to hear. Yeah, it's one of those things that we can slip through the radar if we're not.
Totally. Yeah, totally. Yeah.
We're all busy people, but it was a real pleasure having you there.
Yeah.
And I think if my memory serves me right, you travelled up early on the first morning. It's a 2-day event. Found that a bit tough, did you?
I did. Yeah. Next time I'm staying over the night before.
Yeah.
Definitely. I was exhausted by 1 o'clock.
But despite that, you enjoyed it. Anyway, it was great.
I really did. Yeah, I really enjoyed it. I was amazed at how they cope with so many people and with ease. That there was so many people and there was no queuing.
Yeah, there you go.
Like, it's just amazing.
That's the specialty of the convention centre. They do a fantastic job. And Pendulum is 10 years old now. And for many of those years, most of those years, it was in the convention centre, obviously COVID excepting. And I've been to 7 or 8 of them at this stage, and I absolutely love it. So I was going anyway. It was a real pleasure having you here. And of course, I bumped into Caroline at the Killaloe Market, and I sort of said, you know, do you fancy coming along to this thing? And she said, yeah, great. So it's been great. But there were 20 of us there. So Caroline, did you have a standout speaker from the 2 days?
Oh, do you know, I was amazed at the MC. She was brilliant. She just gave great energy to the whole thing. But I loved all of them. I really did. I suppose the only one that I wouldn't have been that bothered about was the racing driver. You know, that went over my head entirely. But he was a good speaker, I'm sure. But all that went over my head.
What wasn't your thing? Wasn't your thing?
Not my thing at all. No. But all of the rest of them, I took something from all of them.
You're scribbling notes to beat the band. I know that.
Say that again, what?
You were scribbling notes to beat the band.
I took down some notes from some of them, and I've read over them, and I thought they were nice. And some of them, then I regretted not taking more notes for. But you know, but you live and learn.
You live and learn indeed, absolutely, yeah. And was there any one particular, apart from the host, by the way, she was fantastic, this lady, she
brilliant.
Is a former RAF fighter pilot.
Yeah.
Very powerful.
She had a great energy. You know, she gave a great buzz to it. I suppose Who would be my favorite? I like John Lonergan, but I liked him anyway. I like Brezzy. I like them all. Honestly, I like them all. One was better than the next. That's the way it seemed to be. You know, if I thought I had that was stand out, then the next one was equally as good, if not better.
That's so, what we love to hear. It is a mixed bag for sure.
It is, yeah.
It's interesting and important, I think, that you're able to say that, you know, well, the racing driver didn't do it for me. And then, you know, a sports person mightn't do it for somebody else, and a Brezzy might do it for somebody else. That's what I love about Pendulum. It's such a wide range of speakers sharing their life experience. Actually, you met Brezzy before, didn't you, down here in Killaloe?
I did. I met Brezzy in Killaloe that time when he surfed down the Shannon. But he was quite exhausted that evening. He had just got in. Yeah. No, he's nice. And I'm from Westmeath, where he's from originally.
I see.
So I'd feel that little bit of a connection there.
Yourself?
And I should have spoke to him, but he had loads of people around him at the Pendulum. I left him be because he was inundated with people.
Yeah.
But I should have said hello to him.
But look, there's always next time. And of course, my wife shares the same lineage, all from the Westmeath.
That's right. Yes, that's right. Yeah.
So,
yeah.
And she likewise says she's got a special affinity with Brezzy because of that.
Yeah.
No, I found his talk fantastic. I really did. You know,
I did. His talk was everybody's.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
The formative years can be tough for everyone, and that's exactly what he said. You know, he's lifted the shame off it maybe and stuff like that.
Yeah, he's using his celebrity in a very positive way, I think.
He is definitely, yeah.
But, you know, for a guy, did he say he's 6'5", he's stunningly handsome man.
He is.
You know, he's got loads going on, and yet this incredible specimen of a man admitted to being completely weak as a kitten in those
moments. Yeah, just goes to show you.
You never know.
Never judge the book by its cover.
No, never. And the fact that he's willing to step out and be that vulnerable, I think, Caroline, you'd agree, allows others to be okay with not being okay.
Follow suit, yeah, definitely. Yeah, I would agree with that.
I was talking to some people during the week, Caroline, and it came up about something else. And a phrase that came into the conversation was, we're all of us recovering from childhood in whatever way. Some were born rich and they're recovering from that. Some were born poor and they're recovering from that. Mm. Warren Buffett calls it the ovarian lottery. And we're just...
that's true.
And we're thrown into it. We're thrown onto planet Earth in some set of circumstances entirely beyond our control. And all we can do is navigate our way through that, come out the fire end and be the best.
And do our best, you know.
All we can do.
Yeah, and... I suppose forgiveness is the best thing you can do, because all of our parents, they've done the best they could with the tools they had.
Well said. Absolutely.
You know, that's just the way I think it is, because you can carry a chip on your shoulder for the rest of your life over something that nobody else knows you're even carrying.
Yeah.
So just analyze it and forgive it and move on as best you can.
That's a lovely phrase.
Joe is having a look in at you here.
Hey, Joe. You're popping in to say hello, Joe.
Colm O'Brien.
Kick the head down there.
How you call him? He's in the working clothes too, so he is Colm.
I love it. Actually, there's a question. What were the two of you doing before we started the call? What was the last job on the farm?
I was getting my parcel ready to send to Salesforce. Prior to that, I was cutting briars. And Joe was fixing fences because a pig broke out and caused carnage this morning.
So it's a real working farm, folks. You need to check it out.
Never ending. Yes.
What's the email address? Sorry, not the email address. What's the web address?
www.rigneysfarm.com.
Rigneysfarm.com. Okay, check that out. Yeah. And we will be having a Vagabonds regathering down here in Killaloe sometime. We're maybe aiming for the May bank holiday weekend. We'll be having brunch at Caroline Jones.
Lovely. Looking forward to it. And then on the lake.
Come here, real pleasure, as I say, having you attend Pendulum. Delighted that you chose us to join for your first outing. Do you think you'd come back sometime if we're going back next year?
Definitely. I'm going back next year. Definitely. I want to hear Deepak Chopra finally. I believe he's there next year, so I'm definitely.
Wow. I'm terribly sorry, that caught me off guard. Wow, you know more than I do. I didn't hear that yet. But
I saw that on a pull-up banner in the the place in the
Pendulum. Oh, in the convention center. Okay, cool. Right. Well, we'll check that out and confirm or otherwise. But regardless of who's there, I think it's a wonderful place to be. And I think you'd
agree. It is. Yeah. No, I really enjoyed it. And I absolutely took something of all the speakers, really, except for the, and, you know, but he was interested enough to listen to her. But, oh, yeah, Rich has reminded me, Harry Redknapp. He was very funny. I really enjoyed him. And he was a sports guy, you know.
Yeah, I really
enjoyed him, you know.
Yeah, he was a guy that I think caught many people, including myself, off guard, because I was sort of, you know, I'm not into soccer. I saw him as a soccer manager, but he was a real human himself.
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
Just beautiful human beings, you know. So
anyway. Yeah, and his story was funny and witty and everything. It was lovely. It was really nice.
He can hold his company anywhere, can't he, really? You know.
He can, yeah, definitely, yeah, yeah. Bye. Yeah, so there you go. You wouldn't want to judge him. Like, I would have switched him off and I said, oh, no, not soccer again. But no, he was lovely. He was really nice.
There you go. As you said earlier about Brezzy, let's stop judging books by covers.
There you go. There you go. That's it again, isn't it? We all do it, though.
Oh, we all do it. Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. I loved what you said earlier about, you know, forgiveness and, you know, getting over those early years, because you're absolutely right. All of our parents did the very best they could with what they
had.
That's
all they could do. That's all they could do. Yeah.
All you can do is take those lessons.
And now it's funny. Once you can forgive it, you can look back on things that were said and done and see the lighter side of it. You know,
yeah, I agree.
That's just the way it is. You have to move on and love them for what they are.
Absolutely. And then love our own children, and in turn our grandchildren and all the rest of us. We talk about it being 100-year work, and we've taken the baton from our parents, and our job is to pass it on in good stead to the next generation.
As best we can. Yeah. Yeah, definitely.
We're a real pleasure knowing you. A real pleasure, folks, having brought at Caroline and Joe's on a Sunday at Killaloe Farmers Market. You have to check that out for sure. Check out rigneysfarm.com. Come along to Pendulum next week. Meet Caroline and others that will be there as part of the Vagabond group. And in the meantime, stay well. And Caroline, before we finish, last word to you.
Mm-hmm. Great to be part of your group, Colm. It's great to be dealing with the public. It's great to be at Killaloe Farmers Market, bringing a product from the farm to people to enjoy there and then. Yeah, I love it. It's great. Life is good.
I love that. I was waiting for you to finish with life is good, and you did. So thanks for that, Caroline. Let me just finish up here. Folks, it's been a real pleasure talking to Caroline here. Thanks indeed for joining us for this week's Coffee with Colm. And please consider what's been shared here today and apply it into your thinking for this next week. And then very importantly, come back next week and we share another coffee together and ruminate in some other aspect of life and business. But between now and then, get some great coffee for sure. Get some fresh air, get some R&R. If you can, get down to Killaloe Farmers Market and meet Caroline. And then when the time is right, and only when the time is right, get your head back in the game, get organized for the week ahead, get stuck in, make next week count, and we'll see you here this time next week for another Coffee with Colm. Sláinte.
Bye, Colm.
I really love great coffee. Thanks indeed for that. Caroline,
thank
real
you.
Pleasure. Mind yourself.
Thanks, Colm. Yeah. Bye. Bye-bye now. Bye.